Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you have a fantastic day today, and hope you guys are staying strong and healthy on this great, fantastic Thursday, I guess you could say it is. I'll be on the Hagman Show tomorrow, so you guys get ready for that. Got a lot of cool stuff we're going to be covering, a lot of news articles and current health topics that are going to be floating around. And as you see with my very nice fancy display here at the B Complex, you guys voted and it won. I told you yesterday the B Complex product of the week. Be sure to check it out. We'll be talking more about some B vitamins and different topics and research studies involving those and the necessity and importance of not just B vitamins, but high quality bioactive B vitamins. So be sure to check those out on the website right now on sale for over 10% off as product of the week. And also too, be sure to check out the Resveratrol Plus. I talked about it earlier this week as far as a massive antioxidant that really helps out with anti-inflammation and also helps out with anti-aging. So it's on sale right now for a few more days for 10% off at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check it out. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at Health Masters. And one of the first articles that I was seeing here was interesting, how there's all these topics now about how the New York is now bringing in the National Guard essentially to come down to the subways because the alleged violent crime is getting so bad in the subways. And what's interesting about this has been going on for many, many years. This isn't something that's new.
Decades.
And what's crazy about it, though, is I was reading more and more. And so they're bringing in 750 armed National Guards to go down the subways in New York because the crime is getting so bad. Now, if you remember, this is primarily because nobody's allowed to defend themselves in New York, period. You guys just recall at the end of November last year, vigilante gunman, as they pointed him out, John Rote, was taken into custody in Manhattan shortly after 2 p.m. when he saw a female who was being robbed by a homeless man on the platform of Times Square. He pulled out his revolver and fired a warning shot recklessly, they stated. And of course, he was charged with possession of a weapon, criminal possession of a firearm, reckless endangerment, and menacing behavior, multiple felonies, and was arrested immediately as they got him on camera because he fired a weapon, I guess, you know, in an unsafe manner and carried a firearm, which is already illegal, tried to protect a woman from being violently robbed from a homeless man. This is what happens when you allow the criminals to literally do whatever they want with no consequences whatsoever, and you tell the law-abiding citizens, you're not allowed to defend yourselves. You have to be a victim. When you have a government entity start telling you that essentially you have to be a victim, that's a surefire point in time where you need to arm yourself and no longer be a victim, in my opinion. 750 National Guard. Now, it's interesting about this, though. There's another article that popped up about this that was going into detail from Defiant America, and it was talking about how there's also been rumors now that essentially there's either going to be some type of false flag or there's going to be some type of attack on the New York subway systems, and that's why the National Guard is there already being put into place. Now, again, that's not formal information or official information, but again, that's what some of the chatter's been going on from behind the scenes that I've been hearing. Whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. I'm not making a prediction. But 750 National Guard, that's a pretty sizable force to start running in the subway down in New York, I guess because the crime has gotten so bad with the migrants. What do you think?
Well, you know, Mel Gibson did a chicken movie years ago. Do you remember the cartoon?
Chicken Run.
It was Chicken Run, wasn't it?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, I do. It was claymation.
And then, you know, now we're talking about Chicken Run on the show. And you're thinking, okay, Dad, you're losing it.
No, you're not losing it.
You're talking about Chicken Run here.
We're going to talk about Chicken Run. Let's talk about Chicken Run.
It's funny because, I mean, and here's how I'm going to segue this Chicken Run thing, okay? What we have here, you know, is a group of chickens that are basically at a harvesting processing plant. And when they stop laying eggs, they're basically turned into a pie.
Yeah, chicken pot pie.
Remember?
Yes.
And finally, one of them yells, I don't want to be a pie. Remember?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like this. I don't want to be a victim on the New York subway. That was a good segue, by the way. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to have somebody rob me on the New York subway. I remember years ago, I was in Italy, and that's like that bunch of thieves over there. If you live in Italy, you're Italian, you already know it's true, so you don't have to fuss at me. And especially in the bigger cities like Rome, and multiple people that we were on this convention with got robbed on the subways in Rome. Purses stolen, beaten up, hit in the head, all kinds of stuff. And then you start to realize that, you know, you have these people coming in from Romania, these gypsies, and they're professional thieves. And you think, well, they really can't be professional thieves. No, they really are professional thieves. We were there one day, and Gene Dawes, my good friend Gene Dawes, was with us, and some guy came up to him, a gypsy, and started weaving a bracelet on him. Austin was with us. And then the guy had the bracelet tied to Jeannie, and he was holding onto the wire that he made the bracelet of. And he says, "Now you must pay me for the bracelet." And she goes, "I don't want the bracelet. You just did this, you know, on purpose." Well, before it's over with, I'm involved in it. And I looked at these gypsies, and I said, "By the way, you see those police over there? I'm walking over there right now. I'll be right back." And boy, they took off. They scattered. And, you know, you think about that. Do you really want to be a victim? Do you really want to be a pie? You know, I remember years ago, there was a guy named Bernard Goetz. This happened back in the 80s. And he was known as the subway vigilante. And he had four of these people come in and attack him, and, you know, on the subway. And he shot all four of them. And I mean, and he was basically just, he was both honored and eviscerated by the news press up there. Then he was charged for not having, for having an illegal handgun, though he was defending himself. And his response was this. This I'm reading his quote. "I wanted to kill those guys. I wanted to maim those guys. I wanted to make them suffer every way I could. If I had had more bullets, I would have shot them all again and again. My problem was I ran out of bullets." Bernard Goetz, quote. Now, here's the thing. I'm not advocating that, all right? But what I am saying is that if you have the right to self-defense, if you have the right to protect yourself, why can't you do it in New York? Why do they feel as though it's necessary to bring 750 guys in there with machine guns to stop this? And then let's not forget this. They are dumping millions of illegals into New York, and many, a lot of them in New York City. And they're putting them in housing up there, and they're putting them in hotels. They're doing all this stuff, giving them free hotels, giving them, you know, credit cards, et cetera, et cetera. And suddenly they're starting to run out of money, or they're starting getting in power, because doesn't matter what we do here in the United States, we don't get charged for it. We're here illegally. Who cares? We're already criminals. Let's go ahead and, you know, come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's the thing that they're not looking at here. There are same policies that the Democrats put into place by bringing all of these illegals in and these criminals in and these M13 gangs are now going into the subway and walking through there and doing what they do. Rudy Giuliani, bless his heart, he's got a real problem with alcohol. I know him. I've done seminars with him. Really nice guy, by the way. He basically has been eviscerated the last few years, and he started drinking real, real heavily. But I remember when we were in New York City years ago when he was still mayor of New York, I remember it was kind of weird for me because I was up there with Sharon and, you know, with the kids, and all of a sudden there was like a group of like 40 police officers, and they stopped the roads, and they're marching down the road, and they're in full combat gear. I mean, they're equipped. I mean, they're wearing shields, or carrying shields, and they're walking in lockstep going down the road. And I thought to myself, wow. But then the crime in New York City was like non-existent then with Rudy Giuliani there. And I went up to one of the police officers and I said, "Okay, dude, what the heck is going on?" He looked at me and he goes, "You look like Christopher Walken." First words out of his mouth, okay? And he goes, "I remember you in King of New York. Can you do his voice?" And I'm like, "Oh, gosh." And I said, "I just want to know what's going on with these guys." No, this happened. And the cops were there. And I said, "Okay, look." I said, I got it. You know, I'm a much younger Christopher Walken. And I said, "But the point is, yeah, but you look just like him." I said, "Okay, stop. Why do we have these guys walking down the street like this?" And he goes, "We had enough of it. We had enough of the crime in New York. And Rudy Giuliani said, we're done with this. We're not doing this anymore." So New York, why don't you bathe in it and have fun with all this? Because you did it to yourself. You put these politicians in there and that are unbelievably, you know, how should I say, liberal. And you have you're one of the liberal cities in the world. I mean, when you go up there for Christmas, there aren't even any Christmas decorations up except for Trump Towers and Rockefeller Center. Everything else is secular. What did you think was going to happen when you took Christianity out of the world? I'm just asking you. What do you think would happen when you took morals out of the world? Now you want to have the National Guard protect you. It's unbelievable. And one more thing, too, about this 737 that Austin was talking about, you know, it had an emergency landing and all this, had an engine on fire and all that. There's a problem with this pilot and the training. I mean, you've got a plane that takes off. It's climbing to 10,000 feet. It's a jet. Nothing but problems with these 737.
Another Boeing.
And suddenly one of the engines catch on fire, and it starts jerking and kicking and jerking and kicking, and the guys are screaming in the back, and United made sure they gave them a $200 credit. It was nice. And I think they gave them a $15 drink voucher after going through all of this stuff. But, you know, look out the window. The whole engine's flamed on. That's not a positive place to be in an airplane. Just thought I'd mention that to you. But the problem is this. In these big planes, they have a little switch that says engine off. Right? Cuts the fuel flow immediately. Then you have another little switch they click on. Fire extinguisher. That's what they have to have on these commercial jetliners, and that plane can continue to climb on one engine. It has that much thrust. What the heck? Rhetorical question. I'm sure I could ask a question. Was this another diversity hire? Did we have a tranny in the left seat? Just asking. Did we have another gay in the left seat. And you think, well, what do you mean, Ted? That sounds terribly racist and biased. No, I'm asking you a question. When you have diversity quotas you've got to meet and you decide to have this thing with United or these other airlines, we have to put more trannies in the left-hand seat. We have to put more air, you know, more gays in the left-hand seat. Boeing's already doing that, and their planes are falling apart, and the doors are popping off, and the bolts are all loose, but they've got their tranny agenda. Yesterday, a friend and I went to a place in Lakeland. I'm not going to mention the name because I'm not going to endorse this national chain of pet grooming facilities, and they have some other pet supplies you can buy there. And we go walk into the back, and there's like six groomers in there. They've all got purple hair. They all got pink hair. They all got this kind of this thing. You can't tell if they're men or women. And this is not exaggerating. This is legit. This happened. So I walk in there, and I'm in my, you know, I'm in a, like a black T-shirt, and I'm in pretty good shape. And I look around, and they're kind of looking at me like, oh, it's one of those guys. And so they all calm down. And then, of course, one of them sitting there, and they're going through some kind of transition thing. And they're wearing this thin white T-shirt, okay, with nothing on underneath it. And I thought to myself, really? We have to be subjected to this now on top of that as they get more estrogen implants and more whatever they're doing. And I said to my friend, I thought, is this a sign of the younger generation? Now, to give them credit, I also was cracking up. To give them credit, I got to say this. They did a great job on the dog. But I was talking to my friend, and I said, here's the deal. I'm not saying that dog grooming is not legit. I got that, right, Austin? But you know, if they had to be in a real job.
It's actually really hard.
No, I'm not saying that. Okay. And they did a great job on the dog grooming. But here's the thing. What if they actually had to work with public instead of animals, and they show up with a white T-shirt on, transitioning? They needed to be wearing a bra, really. I can't believe I said that on the show. That's awful, but it's ridiculous. And I thought to myself, why are we being subjected to having to look at this stuff? And of course, they were prancing around in there with their little, you know, way too long of S holes.
Well, because they're around animals all day, man. If you're in an open business setting,
because if you actually had to be in a sales position and you're going to different companies and you're trying to represent your boss and you walk in there without a bra on and you're going through a transition with purple hair and tattoos, I just knocked the be complex over.
It took like 10 minutes to put up.
I know, but that's all right. That's me flinging my hands around. But the thing about it is I thought about that, and I thought, we got planes that are landing with these guys who really got it down. I will give the pilot credit. He got it down safely. But, you know, it wasn't all necessary. I spoke to another pilot this morning about this. This guy's got 10,000-15,000 hours. He's a jet pilot. Years ago, he was basically flying back from Honduras. He had a private jet charter. He flew down there, picked up these people. He takes off, Austin. He takes off, and he loses something from the aircraft. Something falls off.
Whoops.
No, this is crazy. But he didn't know but he knew he could fly across the open water without whatever it was because the plane was handling fine. So he gets to Sarasota Airport. You can look it up if you want. It's a good friend of mine. And he drops his landing gear, and he asks the tower, something fell off my airplane, you know, when I took off Honduras. Can you tell me what it is? And they said, well, you're missing your left wheel.
Oh, boy. Those are important.
Those are important to land with. So in other words, you got a nose gear and one wheel, and you're done. And now the linkage that was on the wing still there, but the wheel's gone. So somebody didn't tighten the bolt up. Probably another diversity hire. And what was funny about this is that he says, okay, I'm declaring an emergency, and he lands the plane perfectly on the runway with no incident. Now, mind you, it pulled over to the left off the runway, so it threw a bunch of dirt up into one of the engines. Total the plane. because those jet engines don't like dirt, and it has turbos. Tendency to score things. But he had a perfect landing, and I would fly with this guy anytime. Another time he's flying into Naples, and he took a bird strike.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about that.
I'll fly with this guy anywhere, and basically he basically lost both engines and landed the plane without incident. And, you know, when you have a fire on an airplane, it's not good. I remember Austin and I and Sharon were flying up to North Carolina a few years ago, about 3 years ago. And I'll never forget, I'm the pilot. I'm the only pilot on board. And we had to get, you know, something fixed. And all of a sudden, I smell smoke in the cockpit. And I looked at Austin. I looked at Sharon. And I said, I smell smoke. They said, we don't smell it. I'm like, yeah, I smell it. This is not a good sign. But it went away in a few seconds. Well, we burn up an alternator. And in the smaller planes, they don't have fire extinguishers up in front. You know, you got to do all kinds of crazy things like turning the plane sideways and pushing air over the engine to try to get the plane out if you shut the fuel off. All of this stuff, but we're all trained to do that. So I don't know what this pilot did, but I have to give him kudos for landing it safely. But think about it for a second. Do you really need to hire more diversity people that aren't fully trained because you have to meet quotas? You have to really hire more trannies to cut dog hair because you're trying to meet a quota? Is that something we have to do? And it was a very strange world for me yesterday because I don't usually get exposed to stuff like that to that level. But I thought to myself, what have we allowed to happen to the United States of America? And when we left Christian principles behind, and the way of the Bible says that a man should never be dressed like a woman. It says that in the Old Testament. When we do all of this stuff and we let these things happen, what is the next step of this? Well, the next step is they're going to say, well, there's no such thing as a heterosexual. There's no such thing as a human being. We're all hermaphrodites, and we are going to be labeled that because their God, they serve, is named Ein Sof. He's a Kabbalah god, and he's a snake in a tree. That's an hermaphroditic god, and they feel the closest expression that you can possibly have to him is to be a tranny or a transgender, and even if you're gay, you're closer to him. This is the group that runs the planet. That's why this agenda is being pushed and pushed and pushed, is to bring honor and homage to their God.
Yeah, and what they've done in a lot of the business settings too, even just without quotas, is they put certain individuals like this in specific positions that are in the hiring sector so that way they know they're going to continue to hire individuals like this, and then basically it stair steps down. That way they don't have to really worry about trying to force anything now. They just get these sections, these subsections of these companies, and say, okay, we're going to put this person here. We already know who they're going to hire. We already know who they're going to go with. But, you know, at least the dog got groomed properly.
Well, yeah, well, the dog got groomed, right. But here's the thing, though. I'm going to say it again. I don't want to be a pie, and I don't want to have to deal with this, but we find ourselves here, and we have to make a choice on who we're going to support and what we're going to do.
Well, and the thing about New York that's crazy, I mean, with this National Guard and these guys going down here, you know, the concept of being able to defend yourself and actually being able to live freely, unmolested on your way, this isn't some concept that changes from state line to state line. It's a base idea. It's a base concept. It's a base right from human beings. You have the ability to live freely. You have the ability to defend yourself. You have the ability to be able to live and not worry about somebody trying to kill you, and you don't have the right to defend yourself. You're supposed to just let them do great bodily harm to you because, well, they're a criminal. They have more rights than you, which is essentially the concept of what they've been pushing now over the years, is that you don't have a right to defend yourself, but yet the criminals do whatever they want. It's the same concept with rules for thee and not for me. This is what they've continually pushed over the years now. And the problem is, it's a psychological operation. And once people start getting that in their mindset, that they truly do not believe that they can defend themselves, they start having almost this Stockholm syndrome. They start, you know, identifying with their captor.
Yeah, absolutely true.
And you start having, the government, is, even though they're so abusive and they're so mean to me and they steal from me and they take everything from me, well, you know, they told me that they're here to protect me. They're here to save me, and I have to listen to them because it's for my safety and protection. And they said I need my 19th booster. You know, and I trust them. You know, I know they take everything from me and they let everybody rob me and they tell me I'm not allowed to do anything, but, you know, I trust their judgment on it. That's the concept. That's the mindset that a lot of people have fallen into.
Psychological warfare.
Psychological warfare is the finest example. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. One thing I want to bring up, so I had a customer come by the other day and they were talking to me about the ultimate multiple powder and the B complex that they were taking. Segue into this real quick. So I want to bring it up because I forgot all about it. And they were talking about how they originally had tried some stuff from GNC, and I'm not picking on GNC, it's a national chain, but, you know, they don't, you got to remember, when you go to GNC, you're going to these national chains, they're not bringing in products that they're taking. These are just resellers. One of the reasons why our products are so effective is because we design stuff that we're going to take, that our children are going to take, that our friends and family are going to take. If I can make any better, I would. And what's interesting is the article that came out now, and it talked about how cyanide, cobalamin, is basically harming you more than it's helping you with B12 supplements. And it talks about here, walking down the pharmacy aisle like Walgreens or CVS, you'll notice hundreds, if not thousands, of natural products. If you give a quick peek down the rabbit hole, the subject revealed there's this distinctly dark side to this industry, especially supplement companies owned by the world's largest pharmaceutical giant like Bayer. This is the part that a lot of people don't realize. A huge percentage of these vitamin companies that you see on the shelves, they're owned by pharmaceutical companies on the back end through subsidiaries. So what happens is you have companies, they have no interest in producing an actual product that works, because if they produce something that actually helps you, that means you're going to take less pharmaceutical drugs. You're going to go to the doctor less often. And you find vitamins, and I've found them before, CoQ10 with Red 40 in it. you know, children's vitamins with aspartame and sucralose in it, vitamins that are so cheap and synthetic, you feel worse after taking them. And that's why I've had people say it before. Like, yes, I took a multivitamin a while back ago. It didn't do anything at all. I actually felt more tired when I took it. Well, yeah, because you probably poison yourself with it, especially when you have products like cyanide cobalamin. And this article goes in here specifically talking about how cyanide B12 is the most common form used. And essentially, it's a synthetic additive known as cyanide cobalamin, which is very difficult to even process. The body has to go in and break off the cyanide to try to digest and process the B12 in the liver. And essentially, what you're doing is you're poisoning yourself while you're getting a very, very small dose of B12. This is one of the reasons why our sublingual B12 is so effective at increasing blood levels of B12, because it goes right in the bloodstream sublingual. Same thing with our B-complex that we have. And this is why I've continually told people, you can bet my product and you can test it against any other product on the market. I encourage you to test it. Find me a better product that uses higher quality B vitamins in our products. Do it. I promise you, you won't find it. You might find one or two other on the market that maybe use the same top-tier ingredients, but you're not going to find anything that's better than mine, period. And that's why they work so well, and that's why I appreciate so many listeners and customers supporting Health Masters and doing your own research on this. Because, sure, you can go to Walmart. You can go buy one, get 10 free B vitamins in there for, you know, $9.99. You can take them, and you can feel crappy on them, and you can call me up and complain about feeling crappy on them, then I'll tell you what to take, and then you can try it. Or you can just start with us directly, and I'll take care of you right out the gate and get you feeling good like I have with all of our friends and family. So, again, be very cautious and do your own research on ingredient list, because there's so many benefits to B vitamins, considering the fact they're water-soluble and they're something that you have to have on a regular basis. This is an article that came out recently, and I talked about it 2 months ago, and it's getting more and more basically views online now. And it talks about how B vitamins are showing to slow Alzheimer's brain atrophy by 7-fold. They said the groundbreaking new study published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences suggests that high-dose B vitamin treatment can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by 7-fold. The double-blind randomized controlled trial included 156 elderly patients with cognitive impairment. And it went on to say here, it discusses how basically half of them had placebo, half of them had high-dose B vitamins that were methylcobalamin, by the way. They were real high-dose B vitamins. And it did research on them and showed that they had enormous effects as far as reducing the atrophy from the brain and the gray matter with Alzheimer's. This is something that's really, really important. The magnesium and brain food we talked about earlier this week, that along with the B vitamins, I have seen remarkable results with individuals as far as having cognitive issues, memory issues, and so forth as they get older. And if you're young and you're wanting to stay on supplements, you want to stay healthy, make sure you're taking also high-dose B vitamins, because they can be so effective for you. There's an article here that came out earlier, and it went into detail talking about the functions of it and the Alzheimer's and reduction of it as well, but also said, and this is something I wanted to address, a lot of times when you actually get real high dose B vitamins, you need to take them with food, because they absorb much, much better, and they also don't have any gastrointestinal as far as irritation. When you take really high dose bioactive B vitamins, and it can happen with multiple powder too, I tell people take it with food, because the body, it's so strong, the body's trying to figure out how to absorb such incredibly strong vitamins, and it's they're high dosed. You take them with food, they absorb better, you function better, you have more energy off of them. And so be sure to check that out if you want to grab them. Healthmasters.com, a product of the week. But I wanted to cover that because I get a lot of questions on energy, memory, and brain functioning. And B vitamins by far is the starting point that I always tell people to go with, considering the fact that it's such an important vitamin to have in your body as far as a full spectrum B vitamin, especially when it comes to a high dose bioactive form, Dad. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go a little bit more biochemistry about this, because these are methylated. And the problem with most B vitamins on the market is they're not methylated.
No.
It's a very expensive process you've got to put them through. The problem is about 30% of the population, they can't use a B vitamin that's not methylated. Their liver can't
Correct.
Take it. So it just goes right through their bodies. It doesn't do anything. This product is methylated, so it bypasses that step, and it allows it to go directly into the bloodstream. I take four of these every morning. Now, it also helps to stop gray hair. People don't realize that. And if you take that with zinc, it really helps your hair to go back to the original color. And, you know, I mean, my hair, I don't color it. I got some gray in it, but it's not like I'm walking around with a white head. And what the funny part about this is, and I'm going to just give you some real, let me give you a little bit of biochemistry stuff. If you've got a motor, if you've got a car, a high performance car, and it has 8 cylinders or 10 cylinders or 12 cylinders or whatever it is, and you have spark plug wires that are attached to each cylinder that basically fire each cylinder, you know, in cycle as far as when the engine turns over, you know, it's important that if we don't have every single wire hooked up properly, the engine's going to run rough. It's going to run rough. In fact, sometimes if you have enough wires disconnected, it won't start up. Or if it starts up, it'll start shaking violently because of the amount of the pistons going back and forth. The spark plug in the body is called the mitochondria, and it produces what's called the Krebs cycle, also known as the citric acid cycle. And the spark plugs and the spark that produced that energy from that mitochondria is B complex and the B vitamins. Most people don't know that. So if you don't have sufficient quantities of B vitamins in your bloodstream all of the time because it's water soluble, the mitochondria can't do their job and they can't produce ATP, which is called adenosine triphosphate, which degrades into what's called ADP, adenosine diphosphate. But it's part of the citric acid glycolysis cycle in the body that produces energy and keeps you alive. If you die, everybody has the exact same reason for death. The body stops producing ATP, period. I'm knocking battles by down again. But that's exactly what happens. So we have to understand something. B complex is critical. I take four of these every single morning when I get up in the morning, every day. I take five vitamin C and four B complex every single day. And don't be mad at me. Don't be mad. I take them with my purple sticks. I still have some. I know. I'm getting letters again. I got it. And what happens is I also take some adrenal support.
They're on the way. You guys, they're on the way. Don't send me emails.
I take some adrenal support and I take them every single morning. And I mean, I feel great. And you know, and the thing about Austin talking about this prevents brain atrophy, the B complex. It prevents the onset of senile dementia. And by some of the research seems to indicate that. Let me put it that way. And also Alzheimer's disease is a massive reduction. Think about that. If one supplement alone can do all of that, imagine what happens when you stack it with a magnesium brain food. You stack it with omega-3 fats. All these are all brain foods. And you start doing this on a regular basis, your mental acuity stays up and stays up and stays up all the days of your life. But I want to cover you that because if you start pulling spark plug wires off a car, it doesn't run right. That's what B-complex does. It keeps the plugs plugged in properly to the mitochondria. Without that B vitamin, that mitochondria can't work. It cannot produce adenosine triphosphate. So it's critical. Plus, you look at biotin. We have so much biotin in here. Biotin is expensive. Most manufacturers hardly put any biotin whatsoever. They'll put, like 5% or 10% of the U.S. Required amount, which is ridiculously low anyhow. But we put in, thousands of times the amount for biotin because we realize how important biotin is. All of this stuff has to be in balance, and that's why we do what we do. Now, there's an interesting article from the Sons of Liberty, the fraud that is the vaccine industry making people unhealthy for 225 years. And it goes into detail about what's going on with these people and what they believe and how bad it is. And it's talked about how death rates are coming down before the things, et cetera, et cetera. And so you start to realize that, this vaccine fraud that's been promoted is exactly what Austin was talking about here a second ago, in that if you've got people who are basically promoting vaccines who are also selling vitamins, why in the world would they want to produce a vitamin that's going to work? Because the vitamins are inexpensive for most cases. You may buy this, I think it's $20, $30, whatever it is for B-complex. But the reality is, if you take one drug – one chemotherapy drug, it may be $1,000, $5,000, $20,000 for one treatment.
One dose sometimes.
And so you get these insanely – so why would the pharmaceutical industry give you a product that works to stop them from selling products that make incredible amounts of fortunes and billions of dollars?
They're not.
The same thing with the vaccines and all the rest of the stuff. But all of this stuff is just something that – I'm not going to read through this because it's too much to read through. But the point is this. If you really, really have the situation here – where you're really sick and you've got a lot of health problems, I'm telling you, deficiency diseases, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. And, so why in the world wouldn't you just take something as inexpensive as something like this? You say, well, it's water soluble and it turns your urine yellow. Okay. So you spend $1 a day and your urine turns yellow, but you don't get Alzheimer's disease. Okay. How do you say back, well, that's not worth it. Listen to me. If you're going to take supplements, why would you put something in your body that's not the best you can buy? I take this stuff personally. So does Austin. These products are phenomenal. That's why we have that unconditional money-back guarantee. You don't feel great in 90 days on the products, send them back. We'll be happy to give you a refund. That's why we do it that way, because we want you to know that this product is that good that we make those kind of guarantees with it. How many other people that you see in alt media who promote vitamins tell you that, that the products have unconditional guarantees? You can't even call these people up and get a person to talk to you in most cases because they have no live operators. And if you've got a problem with the product, trying to get a return on it is like a nightmare. Just saying, our company has been around for a long, long time, over 40 years. And quite frankly, We've considered that. I believe this, that we produce the finest, highest quality supplements in the world, and that's why we give those types of guarantees. What do you think, Austin?
Well, and the thing about it is, too, is you got to also look at who's using the stuff when they promote it. You know, a lot of these companies, they have, you know, athletes that promote them and certain things. These guys aren't even taking the products half the time. They don't even care about it. They're promoted.
Sometimes they don't even touch them.
They're getting sponsored. They're getting $500,000 check to put their face on it, and they sell it, and it's done, and they get their check. This is stuff – take it, you know, there's no difference about it. If I'm going to take the best I can possibly take. So be sure, if you need anything, healthmasters.com, be sure to give us a call. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. We'll see if this actually goes anywhere at all. Maybe, maybe not. But Representative Chip Roy, who basically is a legislator in Congress, he basically put together he's out of Texas. He put together a bill now that was just introduced March 5th. This is interesting, would strip COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers of liability protections, enabling U.S. residents injured by the vaccine to sue the companies. Now, this is probably not going to go anywhere because Big Pharma and Pfizer's not going to let this go anywhere. But he went on to say here, essentially, that would retroactively remove protections from the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, the PREP Act, that gave COVID-19 vending manufacturers full carte blanche immunity to whatever they produced. And that was the irony about the PREP Act. It blatantly said that it didn't matter what happened from the shot. It didn't matter if the shot worked. It didn't matter what the manufacturers did with the shot. Essentially, they couldn't be held liable whatsoever in most cases. And he went on to say here, no federal law may make a manufacturer of a COVID-19 vaccine immune from suit or liability or limit the liability of such a manufacturer with respect to claims for loss caused by or arising of relating to resulting from the administration to or the use by an individual of a COVID-19 vaccine. And this is what they did with the PREP Act back during 2020, where they declared the state of emergency and essentially manufacturers could do whatever they want with producing these products. I've used the analogy before. It would be like putting a bill together that you simply said vehicle manufacturers, Ford, GM, Toyota, didn't matter. If you're driving down the road and the frame cracks in half and the car flips and you tumble down the road and flip 8 times and it starts happening all across the interstate, all across the country, and we go, well, you guys, listen, you can't sue Ford Motor Company for this because their cars are falling apart and causing great bodily harm and death. You can't sue them. They're immune from all lawsuit. Doesn't matter how crappy of a vehicle they make. Doesn't matter if the car kills you. Doesn't matter from no fault of your own. You have a massive accident. Doesn't matter. You can't sue them because they're immune from any type of liability. People look at that and go, that's insane. We'd never do that. We'd never allow a manufacturer of a product that people are using regularly to be able to have full immunity. And the answer is no, you wouldn't. It'd be stupid. It'd be asinine. Yet we did it with one of the most experimental compounds we've ever witnessed in the last decade, and that's RNA gene therapy that DARPA developed in 2012 under the Super Soldier program. So just something to throw out there. Also, too, in other news, this is ironic and something to be aware of, as Tyson, massive food company, has announced partnership with the bug company Protex to support growth of the emerging insect industry, ingredient industry.
Sickening.
So I guess, you know, the GMOs, the preservatives, high fructose corn syrup, food coloring, aspartame, the sucralose, the list goes on and on and on. I guess that's not enough in the food supply. They really are talking about wanting you to eat bugs and bug protein. If you purchase store-bought food items of processed variety, beware. They are now starting to include insect ingredients hiding in the formula thanks to a new agreement between processed chicken giant Tyson Foods and Protex, the insect ingredient company. The twofold investment forged between Tyson and Protex will allow processed food industry to hide bug ingredients in their labels by creating an efficient and, I quote, sustainable system of insect protein and lipid production for the entire global food system. Using the direct equity investment, Tyson will require a minority stake in Protex to help fund its massive global expansion, creating a steady supply of insect and bug ingredients that will be forced to the entire planet, essentially. And this is why you've got to do your own research. Now, you got to understand what they're doing is now, as they've been phasing out the real protein world, the beef, the chicken, the eggs, the turkey, and they're getting rid of all this, they're trying to figure out a way to keep the protein levels at a minute base as far as the nutritional facts. So that's why they're starting to use insect protein. Not only is it just almost so derogatory and degrading to someone, like, hey, by the way, you can eat bugs. You can eat bug protein.
Let's have some roaches, bud.
Yeah, that's here. This you get your daily allowance of 5 roaches when you eat your new crackers. Here you go. I mean, enjoy. This is what they're doing. At the same time, you're watching what they're doing and trying to reduce the beef production, trying to reduce the chicken production, all these other foods that are around. they're trying to get rid of them and tell you that, well, it's for the sustainability of the planet.
Well, they tell you, they say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to rinse off the roaches because they can carry leprosy. So we're going to rinse them off so you don't get leprosy.
Aren't roaches the only thing that don't die in a nuclear holocaust?
Oh, God. You know, it's so funny. I mean, I used to use this analogy when I was doing the seminars. I had a giant lobster. In fact, you found that lobster.
I did find that lobster.
Weird. At Denver Zoo.
Yeah.
And I remember I'd hold this lobster up in front of the group, and I'd say, yeah, this is an arthropod. You know, cockroach is an arthropod. All the lobster is a giant cockroach in the bottom of the ocean. And people go, ah, it's disgusting. And I said, no, whoa, whoa. What I'm about to say is this is really disgusting. If you turn on the light in the kitchen in the middle of the night and you have all the roaches running under the refrigerators, okay, what would you do if they were all lobsters? Would you pick them up and say, oh, my gosh, I got me a big one this time. Let's go eat this. You wouldn't do that. And so that when they do this kind of stuff, but it's true. When they grind these doggone insects up, I mean, what are we thinking? Yesterday it was so funny. I went to lunch. This is Austin. You're not going to believe this one.
Oh, okay? Here we go. We're live.
Well, I'll be careful because the kid who was waiting on us listens to the show. So he wanted to get a picture with me and all that kind of stuff. So I had to kind of go real soft on him because of the quality of the food. So we order salmon. Okay. A friend who I was with ordered salmon. And it comes out white.
Well, white farm raised right there.
That's farm raised without artificial colors. And, you know, and so I looked at it and I told my friend, I told her, I said, That's not wild caught.
No.
And so we sent it back. So listen to this. This is going to blow your mind. So about 3 minutes later, I had no idea where the fish had been. It's been walking around the restaurant with everybody breathing on it. Another waiter comes out and brings it out and go, we just want you to know, this is not farm raised, but it's not wild caught either. And I looked at him and I said, just take it away. And, you know, but that's how naive people are. The reason that this fish was white, the reason salmon gets nice and red like it does is because it eats a lot of shrimp and other crustaceans. And so what ends up happening is it turns red. So when they farm raise, they basically feed it, you know, buckets of dog food. You think I'm joking. I'm not. Like, they'll throw the pellets of the dog.
GMO canola oil.
And they throw all the stuff into the nets, and they churn on like you see, like, you know, fish doing. And I remember one time we were in Chile on a cruise. And I remember we were in a fjord, and there was a giant waterfall coming off the cliff. I mean, it was pouring some water out. And I looked over there, and there were all these salmon nets set up, and it was a fish farm. And I said, why do they do it by the waterfall? And they said, oh, because it gets so toxic inside those nets with the poop, because these fish aren't, they're stuck there, that they've got to flush the water through them because they're feeding them dog food. And I thought, ugh, you know? But – it's not wild caught, but it's not farm raised. Let me say one other thing too with you. There's no such thing as wild caught Atlantic salmon. It doesn't exist. It went out a long, long time ago. So when they say
it's gotta be Alaska,
they say anything with Atlantic salmon, it is always farm raised. Always. If it's not wild caught Alaskan salmon, it's not wild caught Alaskan salmon. It's farm raised. You think, well, we've got to sustain the amount of fisheries and all the stuff that we have with the wild salmon. If we kind of plug Fukushima up, stop. We don't even talk about this on the show because this is 13 years ago. All that radioactive water that's poured into the Pacific Ocean, we could probably get some of these fisheries to come back again, some of these salmon to come back again. You can't dump all that nuclear radioactive waste into the Pacific Ocean and super high dosing like they do and not have it permeate throughout the entire Pacific. Just saying. We don't go there on this show, but that's a problem that we have that hasn't gone away.
Well, yeah, it is. It's funny because I remember there was a batch that came in. This is a couple years back to the local grocery store we have. And they had, I mean, straight up fresh Alaskan salmon that had come in. And I mean, I got it. And it was some of the best fish I ever cooked. And it was fresh. It was only there for a very, very short period of time. And I bought up a whole bunch of it and I used a whole bunch of it. And it was delicious. And it's crazy because you can just see by the texture. You can see by the color. You can see by everything about the fish. You can tell a huge difference between wild caught and farm raised.
It was white, Austin.
Yeah, white salmon. Well, Steve, if you look at those, like you just said, they do is all the fish also eat all the other fish's feces. They're shoulder to shoulder.
Breathing.
They're breathing. Yes, yeah, run through their gills. And so you get fish that, I mean, they're very toxic. When you really want to get bad, you go down to like tilapia and stuff, like farm-raised tilapia. That's even worse.
It was so funny. Years ago, they had a show on. It was called Boston Legal. And it had William Shatner and James Spader in it. Yeah. Phenomenal TV show. Won a lot of Emmys. And all of a sudden, they start talking about farm-raised salmon on the show. And they have us, and they said on the show, you know, James Spader says, well, there's a parasite that gets on the fish. It's Klingons.
Yeah.
To this fish. Remember this?
Yeah.
And William Shatner, because, you know, he was fighting the Klingons all the time on Star Trek. He goes, Klingon. It was so funny. And why in the world, if you know that a fish has parasites on it, do you want to put it in your body? And you're right, tilapia is pretty rough.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, like, you brought up with, like, lobster, man. Like, you and I both are certified scuba divers. I've gone out and I've done so many dives, so have you.
We've done the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, and I've been out with lobster. I don't eat them, man. When you see those things actually out in the wild, that's why people go lobster.
They're cockroaches.
It's cool to chase them and stuff, but I'm sitting there like, why do you want to eat them? I mean, they're literally bottom feeders on the bottom of the – all they are water-dwelling roaches.
That's it.
That's really all they are.
Giant cockroach.
I mean, they're very important for the ecosystem. I mean, they eat trash, they eat dead carcasses. They have an important job. It's not for us to eat them.
Well, while we're fussing about lobster, let's fuss about, you know, oysters too.
Oh, but you're gonna get people mad in Florida with that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay. And I don't get me wrong, I got sick one time with raw oysters, and I haven't had them since. That was a long time ago. But remember, they filter like 50 gallons of seawater a day.
They're a filter.
They're amazing. What they are, they're freshwater mollusks, same thing, keeping lakes clean. And what ends up happening is when you eat these things, whatever they filtered, then they don't have excretory systems. They don't poop, actually. And see, they had high levels of arsenic, lead, and mercury, and everything else in them. So you're eating all of that stuff when you eat filter feeders. They're basically little filters that God put in the water to clean it.
They're very important.
They're very important, but that means we should go out and eating them. Why do we want to eat the septic tank? Just thought I'd mention that, okay? I mean, just some sick stuff, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. Because remember, you know, that I had the top 10 foods never to eat list. I did that to over a million people at a lot of seminars. And two of the things we talked about on that list, you know, were the, you know, were basically the shellfish products, you know, and the high fat luncheon meats, the bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, hot dogs, and the sodium nitrite. I had another friend whose brother came in, and I told you, her brother-in-law came in the other day, and he's got pancreatic cancer. And one of the primary causes of pancreatic cancer is twofold: alcohol and nitrites. Those two really, really wreak havoc on the pancreas. And sure enough, he didn't drink alcohol, but he hammered the heck out of bologna and hot dogs. And I see this all of the time. And you tell people this, and they say, well, I like to eat hot dogs. Why do you want to eat mystery meat? You have no idea what that is. That's just disgusting. I mean, there's a certain percentage of rat or rodent hair in these types of meats because the FDA allows it. But here's the newsflash. Rats don't get haircuts. These rats, in some cases, fall into the grinding vats, kicking and screaming as they're being basically just cut up in little pieces, and we get hair in them. Why do you want to eat that? If you want me to eat a good piece of meat, bring me a big steak. I can see it. Look at it. And by the way, if you have a real good piece of steak, you don't have to put a bunch of sauce and A1 on everything else.
No.
A good piece of steak tastes great without all that junk. They get this low-quality meat. They dump all these sauces on it, so you can't taste the meat. What's the point of that? Just thought I meant, but I do eat steak. I do have butter, beef, eggs, and butter are not on my list, by the way, of foods to avoid.
And back, I just wanted to cover this just so everybody realizes it is a real problem down here in Florida. This is from last year. I don't have the numbers for this year yet because we're only a couple. It says the Florida Department of Health says 26 people became infected with a serious bacteria and six later died from eating raw shellfish, including oysters.
Happens every
year.
That
was at one main place last year in Florida. This happens quite often down here because Florida, everybody loves their seafood down here in Florida. So don't write me letters on it. If you want to eat this stuff, that's completely up to you. I'm just telling you there are risks with it, and you're also eating food that are designed to be filters, not really designed to be
harmful. And also one more
thing
about this too, about these things that these people are dying, paralytic shellfish poisoning. They're being eaten by parasites.
Oh, it's bad.
Extremely painful, horrible way to die. They're being eaten by parasites that infect the body. So, you know, if you want to eat this stuff, look, here's the question.
At least cook it. Don't eat it raw.
Yeah, here's the question for you right here. And this is rhetorical. Why do you want to eat a well-cooked parasite? I'm just asking. This is rhetorical. I mean, why would you want to do that? I mean, my response to all that, it's like pork. Well, if you cook it really good, you don't have to worry about the trichina that's in it. It won't affect your muscle tissue, but you got to heat it up to 600 degrees to kill these larvae. My oven only goes to 425. Ha, ha, ha. Good luck with killing those
smoker.
Larvae. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you eat that fresh-cooked parasite. I mean, okay, so you're going to eat the pork that has parasites potentially in it, probably high probability it does.
Especially with wild boar.
Oh, yeah, wild boar has parasites. But we can't cook it hot enough to kill the parasites in it, so you get infected with trichina larvae. Now you got all these muscle pains, and you think, well, yeah, but I got to eat my pork.
Rhetorical. Why do you want to eat it?
We won't even touch them down here. Wild hogs are a giant nuisance down here in Florida. You can hunt them without a permit. And when we've killed them before, I won't even touch them. You leave them where they lay. They're a nightmare. Let the vultures eat them. All the animals that basically are cleaning up everything, they got to eat too. It's a circle of life. But hogs are a real problem down here. They start rooting up all types of agriculture and vegetation. They're a real problem. So that's why down here in Florida, same thing in Texas. I know all Texas boys out there, they love hunting. There's a video the other day, these guys that were basically their SOT2 manufacturers, gun manufacturers, retired military, they went on a hog hunt with minigun, M134 minigun.
Were they running helicopters?
No, on top of a big old dune buggy. And it's a pretty cool video, I'm not going to lie. I'm running, 4,000 round a minute, M134.
Expensive way to kill a hog.
Expensive way to kill a hog, but it just cuts them in half. But it was an interesting video, probably a little graphic.
By the way, this is an appeal, if you guys would like to do this. If you want to sponsor me and Austin going on a hella hogging trip,
Texas,
we'll go. Just thought I'd mention that. I really don't like those animals. They're bad. In fact, one day I was on the interstate and I was coming home and there were five of them on the side of the interstate. Man, I pulled over. I had my pistol. I would go kill me some hog. And by the time I got the car pulled over, they saw me and I guess I gave off the energy of like, I'm not a
Well, they're very schizoid. They're hard to get a hold of. They took off. That's why we got to put feeders out and stuff for them.
And I thought to myself, well, with a heli hogging, I think they use thermal imaging.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You run high enough, you up in the sky enough. You just chase them.
That's if you're using a minigun for 5,000 feet, that'd make a whole lot of difference.
Someone sponsor a minigun shoot. I'll take up on that. 7.62-51 is not cheap.
For all of you people that are mad now because you want to have all the hogs in the world stay, okay? Don't send us any letters. We got to joke around a little bit on the show, but when we talk about killing alligators, it's legit. We like doing that because they like to eat humans. Of course, the hog never stops growing anyhow. Those things get huge.
No, yeah, it's 300-400 pounds.
That's a big animal. Yeah. All right, we're way off.
Speaking of gun topics and blithering idiots, i.e. ATF, this is ironic. Great video here. ATF and their infinite stupidity never seems to amaze me at all. Top ATF agent. Acting head of ATF's technology division. This is the acting head of ATF's technology division, Chris Bort. He was on CBS discussing how the gun violence is plaguing the United States right now because of all these guns that civilians have and how everybody needs to turn in their guns because we're ATF and we know what's best for you. You remember everybody at Waco, you didn't listen to what we said, so we murdered 76 women and children, yet that ATF. This guy, head of technology division, I will again reiterate, attempts to demonstrate how key parts of the ghost gun pistol contain real pistol elements, and he attempts to pick up a Glock 17 handgun and tries to disassemble it, which, by the way, if you guys are firearm, even remotely
super easy,
understand firearms, Glocks are the easiest handguns to pull apart and clean. Could get the slide off a Glock 17.
You've got to be
Could kidding. Not get the slide off a 17. Sat there for 10 seconds, fidgeting with it. Finally puts it down. All right. Anyways, next topic. This is the head of the ATF's technology division. Could not disassemble a Glock 17.
Probably a pencil neck.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, and so I think what we need to start doing in agencies that are there to regulate firearms and completely unconstitutional, like the ATF that should be dissolved, we need to put more people in there that don't even know how to do basic firearm disassembling. Dude, I know people that didn't even have their Glock for a day and they already figured out how to disassemble brand new shooters.
Now there are pistols out there that you try to pull the slides apart. It's like the springs go everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you start getting some. He picked the Glock. He picked the easiest pistol to disassemble.
I think there's five or six moving parts in a Glock.
They're basic.
They shoot underwater. I'm a trauma weapon. They're great, great guns.
They're great. And this isn't a Glock infomercial. Glock didn't sponsor me, even though I should probably hit him up.
We really need to contact Glock.
But now you could shoot them underwater. You could shoot them in the mud. I've shot them in almost every single condition possible. And I had to pick on ATF because they're great at going and making themselves look absolutely stupid. I don't even have to come up with stuff for them. They give me the content.
I've seen Glocks that have fallen off the back of a motorcycle 150 miles an hour, slide half a mile on the interstate, bounce around, pick it up, it fires perfectly. Just thought I'd mention.
Heard that too. We used to always run. We'd go hog hunting out on four wheelers. We'd have them on our open carries. You're hunting. We'd be going through swamps and waters with the four wheelers back in my younger years. And I remember one time it was my 30, a Glock 30, it was 45 ACP, and I had it, and we went through the swamp, and it got deep, it was like chest deep in the four-wheeler, and I had a snorkel on it, and we got out, and we got to where we were going, and my buddy goes, your pistol's all wet, I got all my stuff in a dry box. I'm like, nah, I'm open carrying, dude, we're out here with hogs. He's like, is it still going to work? I said, my Glock's still going to work? I said,
is that a question?
The rhetorical question.
And he's like, no, is it still going to work? I had the 13-round mag, I had the Glock 21 magazine in it. And I said, let's find out. I pulled it out. There's a stump over there. I fired three rounds, hit it, perfect shots, all three rounds. I said, yeah, it still works. He started laughing at me. He goes, you can't break those things, can you? I said, no, you really can't. I mean, you have to actively try to be an idiot to not be able to disassemble one, too.
Glock needs to send us a check now, Austin.
I don't know where we got off on this topic with that. Also, too, in other news, this is funny as well. I was looking earlier, and it's not really funny. It's just starting to get to the point where it's so ironic. California now, and their infinite stupidity that never seems to amaze me, they have so much influx of illegal migrants, and essentially, I guess, BlackRock now is cutting back on funding all this housing for them. They're now moving to expand a bill for zero down, zero interest home loan programs for illegal immigrants. I kid you not. When the average American's dealing with 7 and 8% mortgage rates, having to put 20% down so they don't get mortgage insurance, they're now offering zero down interest-free home loan programs. They're expanding the program, working on expanding it in California.
Interest-free.
Taxpayers. Zero. Oh, absolutely. Money ain't free right now. Nothing's 0% interest. The Fed's at 5.5% or 5.75, whatever they are, which means somebody's subsidizing these loans at zero interest with zero down.
That would be me and you. I'm sure it's federal government again.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's you got the state and senators getting money from the Fed. But this just goes to show you again how this isn't just a conspiracy theory. This is a direct agenda of what they're trying to do to destabilize the United States by bringing so many people here that essentially are going to overwhelm the welfare system, just like Cloward and Pivot. If you look that up, you can go into details as far as what the program actually was.
You know, Mancow sent me a little thing the other day. He said that he had to pay $4,000 last year on his income tax to help fund Ukraine. And, of course, that's just being facetious.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
That's Mancow. But, yeah, how much of our tax dollar actually went to fund Ukraine last year since we sent them hundreds of billions of dollars? By the way, giant blow for tissue maker Kleenex as lawsuit accuses company of polluting the entire Connecticut town with cancer-causing PFAS chemicals.
Kleenex?
Teflon and all. And they say they don't use it. They're denying any of this. And it could have been. Here's the problem. These PFAS chemicals, this Teflon stuff, a fluoride compound, when they link it with carbon chains, it doesn't break down ever. It never comes out of your body. And so this stuff could have been in there for 100 years. They have no idea. Now they're blaming Kleenex for it. But the reality is if you're using dental floss that contains fluorine or fluoride on it because it's used as a slippery agent for Teflon, don't do that. If you're using toothpaste that contains fluoride, don't do that. It's been linked to reducing IQ scores. If you've got teeth that are bleeding a little bit when you floss them, high probability is that you have a vitamin C deficiency because it's the vitamin C that holds the collagen and the collagen that holds together the cellular glue. All of this is linked to vitamin C. Without vitamin C, you don't have the cellular glue, and you age really, really fast, and your gums start bleeding. And a lot of people believe, that this is what they say, and so this is from different clinics from 100 years ago, that one of the primary causes of leukemia is a vitamin C deficiency, and it's a subscurvy clinical diagnosis. In other words, you almost have scurvy. Now you have leukemia, and it's all based on a vitamin C deficiency. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the reality is it sure seems plausible to me, but that's my opinion. I have a right to still say that on First Amendment. That's why I take so much vitamin C every day because it is an incredibly strong antioxidant, and it works really well. Like I said, I take 5 of the vitamin C with antioxidants every single morning and 5 when I go to bed at night. And I pretty much stay healthy all the time. And it really helps to get rid of fine line wrinkles, et cetera, along with our HGH stimulate, because that product stimulates the pituitary gland to release human growth hormone. And I shouldn't say this, but it also acts like a natural Viagra, too. It's an amazing product. But just be aware of the fact that there are all kinds of natural things that you can do on a regular basis that keep your libido really high, that keep your skin really, really tight, that make you look really, really good, and helps to eliminate a lot of fine line wrinkles and et cetera, always remember that if you have the nutrients in your body can heal itself invariably. If you don't have the nutrients, you end up with, like we mentioned earlier on the show, deficiency diseases. And that's why we say, there's several reasons people age. Lack of innervation, lack of nutrients, and high levels of toxicity. Colon doesn't work. Really important to keep the colon moving all the time. And lack of innervation, the nerves have some kind of problem. You have a break in spinal cord or whatever. And lack of oxygen. So always walk. Some articles are saying now you need to walk 10,000 steps a day, which is 5 miles a day. Too much, too hard on the joints, too hard on the knees, too hard on the hips, too much. But you need to do cardiovascular exercise 5 to 10 minutes, 4 or 5 times a week. sometimes say 7 minutes three times a week. You got to do something, and don't just sit around all the time. You get all stoved up. Stretch every single day, work out every single day, and walk as much as you can, but don't try to walk 5 miles a day. It takes about an hour and 40 minutes to do that, and all you do is walk all the time. And not that I'm saying that's bad. It's just too much. So just that's my opinion on that. What do you think, Austin, about walking 5 miles a day?
Yeah, I mean, if your job entails that, or you're like a nurse or something, like those girls, they walk a lot. But I mean,
that's okay. That's okay.
If that's your job entails, but
yeah, wear the right shoes,
right? In proper inserts. But saying that you need a lot, you know, 2 hours a day to go walking, that's not necessary for overall health. There's way more exercises you can do, and different cardiovascular exercises you can do. Plus, not to mention, you also want to have some type of resistance training as well to maintain lean muscle tissue as you grow older. Even if you're not trying to stay really strong or beefed up or whatever like that, you still want to make sure you're maintaining overall muscle, you know, muscle size as far as for strength if you ever need it.
And that maintains metabolism too.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main factors that people don't realize is basically the more body mass, as far as the more muscle tissue you have, the easier it actually is to burn body fat. And one of the key factors you need to burn body fat as well is B vitamins. It's a huge factor as far as in carbohydrate metabolism, also maintaining blood sugar. That's why the B complex is such an important formula for that. So be sure to check it out. Along with that, it also supports the production of energy through the production of coenzyme A. So it helps out with energy, it helps out with adrenal support, it helps out with a host of different things, and it's been shown to help out as far as with mood. You know, B vitamins and omega-3 fats, those two right there I've always seen personally and with a lot of people I know can help out effectively. If you're a little down, you're not feeling good, hammer some B vitamins, hammer some cod liver oil, and you'll be shocked on how much better you feel on it. But again, that's why we continue to do what we do and bring you these supplements. And also, too, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We had to start a whole new account. We had some stuff with the old one that was getting bigger, but now team_healthmasters, check it out on Instagram, ask anybody, you know, tell them, push it out there, get people to like, follow, comment on it. We're going to be doing a special probably this week. You know, I'll put something out there for on Instagram to get people to follow it more, because we're putting a lot of content out there, a lot of information on these products, a lot of updates and stuff that's going on from healthmasters.com at team_healthmasters. So essentially what we're trying to do is bring everybody together and have a community now with Health Masters, from Team Health Masters, where people can talk, interact, discuss, and basically meet one another and understand that, you know, we're all in this together from a true standpoint, from a freedom standpoint, from a health standpoint. Everybody's like-minded in this industry that we're in right now, and we're trying to get everybody together. So help us with that as we try to expand and bring everybody together at healthmasters.com. You guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. B-Complex on sale right now. Be sure to check it out, over 10% off. And also, too, if you need anything, give us a call. We're here to help you out, 1-800-726-1834. What do you think?
You guys are amazing. You got to pray for you, as I always do. Pray all the time. In fact, a friend of mine was the other day, says, who are you talking to? And I said, I'm not talking, I'm praying. it's what I do. I pray all the time. And so many of you called me up for prayer. Thank you for that. I trust you, too. I'm glad you trust me. I love you guys. Thanks for your support with Health Masters. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.